Hello and welcome to the new human, transmissions of a new consciousness, a new earth paradigm, and the frequencies of fifth world. I am your host, Deanne Hampton, coming to you from the ancient beauty of the mountains of Asheville, North Carolina. Everything here is greening up and blooming out and exploding with new life every single day. Just glorious. So, oh my. Oh my, oh my, oh my, the channels to 5D, new life, new wisdom, and joy, and creation are just wide open. Anymore, when I come to this space, I feel like I'm trying to lasso a supernova just to focus intention for these transmissions. So much light, intel, and wisdom, and presence, and love available. It's like we have a royal escort to the new experiences we have always dreamed of and known in our coded memory banks. This morning, on top of the ridge line above the valley where I live, I had a really profound experience. Just so aligned with this moment, where we are, the upgrade so powerfully underway. I was sitting on a large rock face. For those of you who have never been here, these ancient mountains were once under the sea, born of the sea between several drifting continents, which is why this whole area of Western North Carolina is some of the most prolific land on Earth. And why a lot of our large rock faces look like they came from the ocean. I speak a lot to the role the rock faces are playing in the evolution and awakening of humanity on my vortex tours. Needless to say, there are a lot of massive rock outcroppings here. And I love to climb them. And as I sat on this rock in the early morning stillness just a few hours ago, a turkey vulture came into view, just massive wingspan, moving without effort, riding the thermals, these invisible fields of support. I was fascinated and drawn into this aerial display today. It was almost as if it was putting on a show for me, because it kept returning to where I sat. It wasn't above me, it was right out in front of me, circling joyfully in an experience of life that is invisible to the naked eye. And as I sat there, my mind still, observing the experience before me, I pivoted to you, to the show today. And what so much of existence and ages of prophecy seem to be pointing humanity toward. And what I felt come up from within me is, you've got to get out and breathe and be responsible to where your thermals are each day. Be aware where energy is held stagnant, which is pretty much all of the 3D realm, lower vibrating dimension. No matter who you are or where you are, with conscious attunement, you can get out from under the vibration, the field of the matrix, and give yourself room, spaciousness, to feel your center and be with your breath for even a minute or two. And then the field, this living, loving support rushes in. You are aligned with a higher wisdom, intelligence. We are in a time of radical, life-changing, life-transforming upgrades on both a personal level, but also a collective, the whole of humanity. Tomorrow, we have a really rare and powerful total eclipse of the sun that many cultures and prophecies have spoken to for many, many years. This eclipse is about unity. This eclipse is about power. This eclipse is about reclaiming our place in the universe and our connection to this beautiful planet. This eclipse is about moving forward into a world that is free from controllers. So, liberation. That is the momentum that has been building within the ascension spiral with so much cosmic and planetary support. This gateway, doorway, portal, upgrade is not a one-off. The energies it has been ushering in and will continue to into next year represents a clean slate for humanity, a time when the mother comes in more fully. And I'm going to spend time on this portal in today's transmission, but I also want to take a moment here with this gift from the mountain this morning, which was also a gift from the mother. Before the eclipse, aligned with this new paradigm, new consciousness dispensation, as I sat for about 10 minutes this morning in this experience up on that rock face, so high and above, I found myself in a reverie with you, tuning in to the turkey vulture, tuning in to you, and in came this wisdom. Observe yourself in this now. Observe your life in this moment. How much of it is in the herd? And how much of your life demonstrates the desire to be free? We don't just get to say, I want to be free. we must actively engage choices that reflect you breaking off from the herd, which is the drive, the doing, the manipulation of time and space and energy to suit our own needs. Anything that keeps us in separation rather than unity. Does that make sense? I mean, visualize it. Close your eyes for a moment and breathe in your own wisdom and vertical sustenance to rise. As a species, humanity has been moving in a direction, moving with a rhythm, primarily as a herd. Something else, other, influencing our choices and decisions. And we pretty much keep going and getting a different iteration of the same thing. Poverty, lack, hate, violence, fear, coercion, manipulation, struggle, less and less freedom. But as I was reminded so beautifully this morning, things exist in dimensional spaces. Try to show someone the view through your telescope, and they just don't see it because they are looking through the lens of their own telescope. And what matters is to understand that there are many different telescopes of view and understanding available to us. It's not our job to make others see what we see. It is our job to keep refining our own view and perceptions and heart and love for this experience. Whatever is creating resistance in your world, whatever is perceived as a limitation, especially if it has been around for a long time, and you know you need to do something differently, you do not need to know what that looks like or how it should happen. Definitely don't try to think it through. How do I get from here to there? Because for all of us, that there is still forming. This vibrational shift, energetic pivot, cellular upgrade from one experience of consciousness and energy, 3D, to another, 5D. It is a mystery. It is held in mystery. We have recycled the old paradigm, the old way of doing things for a long time. That history is complete. To make the pivot, to move from known into nothingness, from the seen into the unseen realms, which are here, just like the thermals the turkey vultures were riding on so joyfully. I watched one turkey vulture ride a thermal from my right side to the left of me, being carried so effortlessly, and then use just a little bit of momentum, a few flaps of its wings, to turn around and ride another thermal from my left to my right, a different current that this creature seemed to know was there, again and again, just as happy as can be. It was playing. And every now and again, after making this big oval loop right in front of me several times, it would land in a tree and sit, rest, observe, be. And then it would leap from the branch it was on, leap into the thermal, and do it again. From form into formlessness, from the known into the unknown. What an amazing teacher it was. You could just feel this sense of, this is fun. Not a care in the world, primarily because the natural world and kingdoms have no ego. They do not follow thought. They follow energy. They trust existence. And so to make the pivot, to move from known into nothingness, from the seen into the unseen realms, which are here, a simple but very effective practice that came to me as I ran back down the mountain earlier this morning. As you move through the constructs and shoulds and obligations that are in place, old paradigm, affirm to yourself and the field, the beloved, Ancient of Days, Father, Mother, God, lift your awareness to Source. My wisdom is your wisdom. May my eyes be your eyes. May my voice be your voice. My ears be your ears. You see, you're stopping that train of thought that is so busy and never ceasing. May my heart be your heart, my desires, your desires. You're calling your energy back home, my journey now, your journey, beloved, vertical, lifting consciousness up. I am that, that I am. You will begin to feel the mind shifting into a new gear, a surrender and allowing, while your inner being calls your energy back home, no mind, and runs it along the Kundalini channel, vertical dispensation, present in you now, and yet present with everything else of potential and possibility. Just breathe that in. Bring this simple practice and intention in right now into the gift and power and purpose of this total eclipse of the sun tomorrow, April 8th, 2024. Many traditions, tribes, philosophies, and prophecies, including biblical prophecy, view this eclipse as the greatest planetary event in 5,000 years. Landing, anchoring in your lifetime, for you to witness, for it to witness you. This now is so meaningful to me. Some days I am wiped out and tired and seemingly alone in my 3D life, messy in many ways. And yet, my consciousness is free from that. I don't feel the weight or distraction of that. There is this magnetic field, this stronghold. It is energy. It is vibration, powerful frequency that is reorganizing the programming and conditioning and grip of this reality. And our interior is being called like the Pied piper, a sound we can only hear and feel when the mind is still and your heart open, activated. It's so much bigger and more profound than what we can articulate with words. I've long spoken to a new living language for many years now. It's being turned on by this planet, the Earth Mother, by Solaris, by star presence, by love, every day, in the intensity, the rewriting of my own conditioning and story and your own conditioning and story, and also the greater rewiring and rewriting of humanity's story. This eclipse, very exacting, unique quality, and every aspect of it is the resurrection of the Rainbow Tribe. It is a call inward, deeper into self, into the Great Mother, Great Spirit, into divine purpose and new earth creations, which can and will only happen when we are free from judgment, free from the comfort we find in chaos, when still in the sleep of the small self. She is the only thing I listen to in this world. Confucius said, "It is signs and symbols that govern this world and not rules and laws." I feel like I've had the most incredible education in the universe through her. And I've arrived at that point where I've learned to withdraw my attention from what is dictated outside of me into my own inner compass, watching, remembering how to find the thermals each day. Each one of us directed, navigated our plasma into this vector of time-space. The whole plasma projection of God force through our pineal and kundalini and eyeballs into the whole of the body temple. Wake up. It is time to claim your true name and identity. All to connect our awareness, our focus into the moment. The sweet spot, the geometry of now, which is always perfect. This moment is the perfect opportunity to become all that we can be, all that we must be.